Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, August 7th, 2017. Nearly 100 cases of clerical sex abuse are being tried in Guam and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a patron saint for gamblers. Australian Jews have been forbidden to build a synagogue in their city, and a North Carolina University administrator thinks ethnically segregated housing is a good thing. Religion News Service is reporting that the Archdiocese of Agana in Guam is a defendant in 96 cases of sexual abuse, not only by Archbishop Anthony Opuron and 13 other diocesan priests, but also by a Catholic school teacher, a Catholic school janitor, and a Boy Scout leader. The attacks occurred between 1955 and 1994. Archbishop Opuron is not only being tried civilly, but is also undergoing the rare process of a secretive Vatican trial, which may result in his being laicized. With Guam being so small, these trials are awkward because there are so many personal or professional ties to either the plaintiffs or defendants among the judges. 8 justices have recused themselves already. A federal judge last week temporarily halted the proceedings in most of the cases so that the diocese can settle out of court, presumably by selling island properties to finance the settlements. A Hope and Healing Guam initiative has been set up whereby victims can avail themselves of counseling. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Cajetan. There is no road to heaven but that of innocence or penance. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Cajetan. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Saint Cajetan was born Gaetano Conti di Tiene in 1480. He became both a civil and canon lawyer at 24 and worked in the court of Pope Julius II. He was ordained in 1516 and later opened hospitals for incurables in Vicenza and Venice. He was derided for joining an order comprised of men from the lowest rungs of the social ladder. Father Cajetan thought that the church clergy lacked zeal, so he set out to revitalize them, beginning a religious order called the Theatines. A priest with a soft spot for the poor, Father Cajetan founded a Monte di Pietà, a mountain or fund of piety, which lent money to the poor on the security of pawned objects, thereby protecting the poor from usurers. He died in 1547. Saint Cajetan, pray for us. News.com.au is reporting that the long-standing Jewish community in Bondi, a city in Australia, is forbidden from building a synagogue in their city by the local council because of the Islamic threat to the future synagogue and its surroundings. The plans for the synagogue included safety measures such as setback buildings and blast walls, but sadly that was used by the Land and Environment Court as evidence for their position. NSW Jewish Board of Deputies Chief Executive Vic Alhadef told news.com.au, quote, "It's a very sad day for Australia if an established community, which needs a house of worship, is refused permission to build it because of fear that others may pose a threat." He continued, "This simply shows how we're all losing our freedoms. Those who want us to be afraid are winning, and this ill-conceived judgment represents a dangerous precedent." In this Celestial Musings, Campus Reform is reporting that Natasha Wittenberg, North Carolina State University's new Director of Multicultural Student Affairs, is planning on building housing specifically for women of color. Wittenberg says, quote, "The point and purpose is if you are a Latina and you are an engineering major with a very specific specialization, you may not ever see anybody who looks like you. But when you come home, here is your opportunity to get some support and to deal with some of the microaggressions you might have had to deal with throughout your entire day when you've been at class." How will these women learn anything if they spend all their time looking for and coping with aggressions and microaggressions? And my bigger question, Could you imagine the saints who, in their humility, forgot themselves for the sake of Christ and spent their lives making reparations for aggressions and microaggressions against Christ? Can you imagine them engaging in this selfish, egocentric nonsense? I think not. Your contributions are appreciated. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.